All right.
Is 10:03 a.m. June 27, 2018. We'll reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. There are three items on consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. B1 is Pat Fahn.
Before Pat starts, I just wanted to mention I meant to, and I had hoped to have kind of a revised draft for our discussion today of what was previously provided, and then based on the discussion at the workshop last week, kind of put together some language and throw out there for consideration. And so I think that would make the next steps easier. But if you guys want to go and offer specific ideas now in addition to what we heard on the workshop or kind of summary comments, that might be helpful to Pat and I as we draft. But that's my understanding of the next step that we promised at the meeting was to draft something that you, then we would shop around here, and then we would shop it around back to the industry and then go forward.
Well, you know, I left there, and as I've thought about it since, I'm not sure if I misunderstood or if there was just a point that I missed. But I kind of walked away from there thinking that industry groups, as well as some of the soil conservation people, saw a fair amount of things that they had concerns with in that original draft, and that they were going to get together, and based on our discussion and knowing kind of some of our expectations and the public's expectations, come up with a new plan. But then, like I say, as I thought about it afterwards, I thought, well, who was the group that was going to do that? I really don't know. But I thought they were working on something, on putting something forward too, instead of just waiting and expressing concerns. So,
in my final comments, I said that we would do that. We would put together a revision based on their input from at that meeting, and that we would shop it around here first and then back to them for feedback. So, I think it's, I mean, I'd be happy to go about it the other way too, but I don't know. I think it's, there's kind of some significant differences between where we're going and I think what they want ideally. So I don't know that it would be as productive to have them do the first drafting. But
And it's a pretty diverse group. I mean, how do you get some particular county soil conservation district involved that, you know, yeah, scheduling, and it would be hard for them.
And they were disagreeing on some things too, and we're kind of maybe the middle ground on some stuff. So,
you know, after listening to them, and especially some of the soil conservation people talk about how all the knowledge improvements and technique improvements and improved science, I guess, that has been gained in over decades, you know, from the old tree plantings that we see around the country that are in large part dead, as opposed to the success rates that they're having now with mm-hmm. plantings. In the time since that workshop, I've had some thoughts that maybe we are making this overly complex, and maybe as long as the company that needs to replace trees presents a plan and it's done through some approved group, whether it's a soil conservation district or perhaps another group that we would approve of, the Petroleum Council has started that program, and And if we decide that, yeah, they know what they're doing, they're going to plant them at the right time of the year, and there's buy-in from the landowners in their program, maybe just any approved group, it's probably as good as what we're going to accomplish with subsequent checks and those sorts of things. And if some of them are more successful than others, well, the fact is that some of the existing trees would have been more successful long-term than others, too. And so, I don't know, maybe we're getting overly complex with it.
My goal is to simplify it. I mean, I think that's where we should be headed, and kind of just a lot less prescriptive, simpler, with some connection to the experts in the Soil Conservation Service. And I don't want to require that they get them approved by, or that they have to use the one specific group, because I think they need the flexibility to be able to contract out or go to the Petroleum Council or whatever, but in consultation with the standards established by the Soil Conservation Service, and having some connection there to those standards, I think is important. And it would be silly to not use all that experience and expertise. So happy to work with Pat, put together a draft, and then we can have a work session on it to talk through in more detail.
Yeah, I agree. And then I think, you know, the other element that was talked about would just be a degree of flexibility.
Yeah.
In terms of what would you consider this instead? And it doesn't mean we have to say yes or yes to it, but they were looking for that flexibility as well. But yeah, the soil conservation districts, they were very excited to be involved. So, but I don't think it has to be exclusively them either. So yeah, no, that sounds good. Sounds good in terms of
Pat. Anything else from your perspective we need to discuss now?
Nope.
Okay,
that's fine.
Good.
Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, we will move into scheduling then.
Process for electric.
I think we can just take them in order. The work session on the siting process for electric facility changes. I'm not even sure what we're talking about there, Pat.
I can give you a short description of that. There are differences between the way we're handling pipeline route changes, like after the commission order, during construction, then later on if they're adding something to in the corridor. We want to talk about the differences between what we're doing with pipeline versus what we're doing with electric, and see if we want to make them more consistent with each other, or if there are definitely things you want to keep different. Let's just go through that. The process that we're using.
That does not sound like a fun conversation. I'm sorry.
I was opening my calendar here and had a little problem. And so you want to talk to us about the differences that you have when these changes need to be are requested,
right,
between pipeline projects as opposed to a power line or something like that.
Correct.
Can we do that while I'm in Nehru?
I completely agree, because I will also be in Nehru.
So this isn't like urgent that you need it this week or next week necessarily, or is it?
Well, it's like it's coming up a lot now because it's construction season.
How about Monday?
How about Tuesday?
We have a 9:00 on Tuesday, right? Although I don't think I've gotten that invitation.
I just plugged it in. 11?
We do have a 9:00 on Tuesday.
11
yeah,
on Tuesday?
How about 11 on Tuesday?
One?
What time is the kind of the earlier time that works for you, Jerry?
The one is great.
Okay. Does that work for you guys?
It does, yeah.
the joys of having two calendars because you can't mix one with the other.
They can both dump into your phone.
That's July 3rd?
Yes.
No, that'll work.
1 p.m.
Okay. special commission meeting on NSP's ADP for the 1,500 megawatts of wind. Do you have a proposed time frame or date, Pat?
No, I don't. Just after the special or the emergency commission meeting, a little bit of time, I think, for staff to put together an amended contract for consulting services, assuming that the emergency commission approves our request.
So this is just to approve the contract?
This would be for approving an amended contract.
Oh.
Did anyone follow up? I don't remember who I had the conversation with, so hopefully they're in the room. Whether that emergency commission request just needs approval of the emergency commission, or whether it also needs approval from the budget section?
I didn't follow up. I mean, I didn't realize we were asked to follow up. I thought we were just scheduling it in case we could use it. But did you, Pat?
No. We made a decision on what the interpretation of that would be. Jill and I, we did. But if the emergency commission wants to forward it to the budget committee, then we'll cancel the special meeting because it'll take a little bit of time for them to get that process done.
So could we do it after the meeting we just scheduled on the 3rd or before? We wouldn't have to wait for Jerry to be there for that. Could we do it like at 11 o'clock on the 3rd?
Let's say 11:30 in case that other meeting goes long.
Sure.
Because this should be a short. This is just
very short
5-minute meeting, right?
Sure.
Right.
11:30 on the 3rd.
July 3rd. 11:30.
Hey, Brian?
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
What else can we do on July 3rd?
I think I'm
the morning
for the 3rd. MDU informational meetings. They're requesting 6 of them, so they must have a lot of information to give us.
One.
Just one of them.
Randy, jokester.
So the 19th does not work for me out of these 6.
That week is NARUC, so I think that one's kind of tough.
You mean July 19th?
Yes.
Well, it's also XL Energy PI meeting, budget update, monthly director meeting.
At 10, yeah.
And 1 and 2 we have meetings.
Yep.
So it doesn't work for you?
No.
Well, that day's pretty shot, isn't it?
If we had it in the morning, I guess.
I don't want to, because after just getting back, I'd like to have a little bit of time to catch up at my desk and stuff. I don't want to have that day completely jammed full of meetings.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do the director's meeting.
Does the 25th work?
Oh, shoot, I do too.
It does for me.
Yeah, the 19th. No, that's bad for me.
The 25th and 6th?
25th is... have to be first thing in the morning.
Okay, I have a 10 o'clock, but...
can we go 9?
Sure.
Is this
PI meeting?
A PI meeting that I asked not to be called PI meetings anymore? Is that, so
let's say 8:30.
I wanted like two...
maybe an hour.
Hour and a half. So 8:30. Is your 10 o'clock a ways away, or
it's a call, conference call with MISO. So 8:30 is fine. And Jerry can help.
8:30 on which day are we looking at? The 26th.
25th.
Perfect.
Yeah. Works for us.
Okay.
It'll be a muffin meeting.
I keep keep waiting for.
First of all, it does. It
doesn't appear, but no.
We could bring pie.
All right, so that's that. And the summer picnic, the best thing to schedule. We kind of struck out on those dates for that other shelter because I didn't want to risk the tour conflict. And then Brian was busy on the other date in terms of the dates that that particular shelter was available. So let's go back to the drawing board and try to find a date. Is it possible, like...
Well, I could get into a lot of trouble and just say, let's do it down south.
No, you don't want to do that. You're busy. Don't do that to you and Kim. Okay. We'll do it at a park. It was fun. The park was good.
Okay. You've just saved me from something, I'm quite certain.
Yeah. You'll be glad when the time comes not to have to do all that work. 20... Okay, so I do know that that Grasslands tour has been the evening of the 27th, they canceled the
dinner?
The reception.
Oh, reception.
The welcome reception that was scheduled for that first night is canceled now. So would you guys be interested in doing the picnic on the Monday? Or we could look at some other date.
No, that would be good.
What date?
The August 27th.
Okay.
It's a Monday night.
I'm trying to think of that, the agenda for the tour. It seems like the big day is, I think, on the 28th and the 29th.
I think so, Tuesday. Well, the 29th would probably work, too, because yeah, that's... It's
done by noon.
It's done.
It? I'm not even sure I'm going to do anything on the 29th if I'm out and about all day on the 28th.
Yeah, I don't have... I would be open for the 29th, too, if you guys would rather do...
Either is fine with me, but if we need an alternative...
Maybe we should see what shelters are available for those two dates.
Okay, 27th and 29th.
You know, but to be preparing things, if we're busy all day the 28th and then till 2 on the 29th,
that's probably true.
You really have time to be...
It's a picnic.
Well, we usually do... You guys do the meet.
I...
We could also change it up. We could do something different. We could do... Not do all that grilling.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm grilling. Not picnic. Just isn't a picnic.
You guys need one of those pull-behind... We should look at renting one of those pull-behind grills.
You know, the only thing I could probably be would dissuade me from brats or whatever it is would be one of the pull behinds and having like pork or something rotating in there.
Yeah.
Beef would be good too, Randy.
Yeah. Though I think you can rent those pull behinds, can't you? It might be cheaper than or easier than hauling grills in the back of the pickups, but.
I'm trying to think from a logistics standpoint.
Do we know anybody?
Standpoint.
Are you guys a JC member? Or who owns those things?
Rental.
Do you know somebody who has one?
What's her name from Fargo that she was contemplating running for U.S. Senate?
Miller?
Border States Electric.
Oh, right.
Tammy Miller.
One of
Tammy.
My favorite stories, because at West River we used to do these things all the time. And we would always borrow their grill. And they have their logo on there, BSE. And all these people line up. We get really good free hamburgers about 10 times a year. Hundreds of people line up to eat hamburgers off of a grill that says BSE, which is, all besides Border States Electric, is also bovine spongiform encephalopathy, which is meant cow disease. It does kill me that...
Oh, gosh. Line gross.
BSE
Give
burgers.
Me some.
I'll take one.
Can I have two?
Of course.
So,
I think the 27th.
Most people don't know that, Randy.
No.
It's kind of like a short
squeeze. The 27th is that Monday?
Yeah. I think that's better than, at least I have quite a bit of free time that day.
My only conflict is that shelter meal on Monday nights, but I can get somebody else.
You do that every Monday?
Yeah. But I can switch around with a friend and have her chat. Could do that. That would make it interesting. We could grill. We could have our grill out, man.
We're going to need a bigger grill. Or as Quinn would say, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Definitely have to have the grill doubled. You know, we're not doing this. We have children coming. We're not doing this. It's a PSC staff thing. Yeah.
What time do you want?
We can avoid the 27th, too, and look for a different date.
If it's the same, the 29th might be better. You'll probably do that over the weekend anyways, Randy. Make all your burgers. They can sit in the fridge till Wednesday. I think we should look at renting one of those grill things.
They weren't frozen. They weren't? Oh.
Or doesn't somebody know a business that has one of those grill things? One of those big grills? Someone has one.
Well, I think it worked. Didn't it work out okay last time, or was it a little slow on the production side?
We were, and I think it was me, one of us didn't probably start quite soon enough.
It's kind of hard to grill that many.
Oh, that's right.
But once we got caught up, it was just that I didn't start soon enough, I think.
I mean, I don't have a problem loading the grill. We'll figure the grill part out.
Okay.
So one way or the other.
So you want to do Wednesday instead?
Okay.
Then you're free on Monday?
That would be easier. Then I just don't have to conflict with that. Okay.
What time?
Wednesday. What did we do last time? Does anyone remember?
I thought it was
6? 5:30?
5:30. They show up and 6 o'clock we started serving.
Okay. You guys will do the meat and I'll do the sides. And
I have to go back and look at how many rods. I'm going to go back to that same place. I forget what it's called.
Sam's Club has really good brats, too.
Do they?
Yeah. Probably I like to boil them in beer first.
Might have to up my game.
Mine will be home-raised.
Yay! Excellent. All right. We got it. I'm happy.
We're adjourned.
Daryl, will you get a note out to staff about that in addition to setting?